Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl, POC. Turn your radios up, spread the word, spread the message. You already know how we come in each and every Friday, 98.5 WJYN, the hottest radio station in the tri-state area. You already know we want you to be a part of the conversation. Hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. You can tap in with us always at Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive.com. And you know we got a jam-packed show for you. Yes, you. Everything we do is the FUBU effect. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, the newsletter, all that good stuff. We won't spam your inbox. We only send a good newsletter to you once a month, so you can stay locked with everything we got going on, from pre-recorded shows, exclusive interviews, all that good stuff. So definitely stay locked. But we have to get into it with our special guest. I'm excited that you can hear it in my voice. I'm excited to be speaking with our special guest coming from the hometown, the DMV. I like to call her family. You know what I mean? She had a hand in raising me in a lot of different ways. I'm excited, you know, when it comes down to being an entrepreneur myself and being able to see different entrepreneurs as you grow, you see them grow and then connect in different ways. I'm excited. We got Michelle's touch on the line. How you feeling, Miss Michelle? How you feeling? Welcome to 98.5 WJYN. Talk to the people. Tell them exactly who you're listening to.
Well, I am Michelle Hawkins. I am the proud owner of Michelle's Touch, and I cannot even start without saying thank you so much. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to be with you and to see you blossom into this beautiful queen that I knew you would always be. So I'm excited about that. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm already on a high. This is SpeakerCon 2024 for me. I'll be graduating with my certification in professional speaking.
Awesome.
Yep. So I'm really excited about that. I graduate tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We took the stage tonight and talked to people about the self-care of grace and wisdom. So we talked a little bit about that. And so I'm just excited about what for real is coming. And Philly, thank you for having me. I haven't been home to Philly. It's always been my second home for real. And I haven't been back home for a long time. So it feels so good to be in the presence of all you Philadelphians.
I appreciate that for sure. And, you know, I would just want to kick it off. You know, you already said you're at a SpeakerCon right now. What is SpeakerCon? Most people don't even know what that is. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you for that. Actually, the visionary is Dr. Cheryl Wood. Her community is called GSU, is Global Speakers University. And we're actually at our sixth annual conference, 2024 SpeakerCon, where you get an opportunity to co-mingle and mingle with mostly women. We have a few great gents, but it's just an empowering time. I came last year, 2023, not uh-huh. in a great place, to be honest, and came into this community, and it just has changed my whole world in less than a year. I've been to Greece, spoke internationally in September,
wow.
and so many doors are just opening. So the community is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So I hope I explained it good enough so people, you know.
It actually makes me want to ask some questions, but I want to back up just a little bit so people can get to know you, because you actually started, you know, as a cosmetologist, right? So
yes.
From going from a cosmetologist, 25 years of experience in the beauty industry, and now being a speaker talking about beauty and wellness, how does those two, you know, just those two organic, I guess, you know, industries blend for you?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it has been a journey, because I so too, even though I used to speak into my young ladies, such as, you know, when y'all were younger and everything, y'all were my, you know, we were a village.
Mm-hmm.
And so cosmetology has always been my thing. I've always loved beauty. I've always loved, you know, nails and hair and skin and all that good stuff. And, I just decided when 2004, I came to like a stalemate, and I got into more into skincare and education.
Okay.
And so I started being an instructor at a school. Then that evolved into becoming a master educator in beauty, right? And teaching the next generation of stylists. I love my young people to acquire their licenses. I am able to educate and train multicultural and globally. So I feel very, you know, blessed about that. And then, you know, in around 2015, I was diagnosed with prediabetes. And so I got into nutrition heavy, really, really heavy, because I did not want to take any medication. And to tie it all up, I just, you know, kept praying for me. I kept saying, God, what is it that you want for me? Because you keep taking me through all these life experiences. You know, it's just about nothing that I have not done. And through his grace, I've lived through it and experienced it. So I just feel like it, my stories, I want them to change people's lives. I want them. That's why my company is called Michelle's Touch. First, it started with the hair, skin, and nails. And I just enjoyed so much transforming lives and people. And when they came and sat in my chair, when they came into my businesses. And now I want to use my voice as a beacon of hope, of change, especially for us women.
Yeah.
To let them know that it is never over. As long as you're getting up every morning, you can start again. And there's so many things that we can do inside that makes the outside feel better. And once the inside feels better, the outside is just going to show up. So that's how I got into. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, you know, stand on the cosmetology side of things. I just want to ask you, because your experience, you had over 25 years in the business. Right now, when it comes to the just the hair industry, nail industry, lashes, all that, overpriced. I mean, the prices are ridiculous, but they're saying that that is the cost for maintenance. You know, even for me who have natural hair, I have locks, you know, it's causing up to $150 just to get my hair done. And some people ask me to wash my hair by myself, you know, just your opinion on what's happening right now in the cosmetology world.
If I can be totally transparent, I work from a place of excellence. So I feel like you get what you pay for. I feel like that if you're going to a professional, they should do the whole service from the shampooing, from the start to the finish. If I'm going to request that you pay me a certain amount of money, $100, $150, $200, then I must perform that quality. I do feel that it has become trendy and that people want to follow suit. But that is not the way. You have to show up. You still have to be professional. You have to look the part and you have to be the part if you're going to be out here charging $150, $200. Locks are absolutely fabulous. You know, I love it. I love natural hair. You see, I cut all my hair off and I'm a blonde girl. You know, and I tell you, I have a lot of students that provide services for me and I pay them. They do my lashes. I have a young lady here now at the hotel. She's doing my makeup. You, it's just, it's worth the money when they show up for the value of what the client is paying for. I'm very adamant about customer service. I'm adamant about giving 100% to our clients because you are how we eat and pay our bills. And everything else. So I understand the concern and I've heard that from quite a few people. I just believe in that if you get a quality stylist, a cosmetologist, somebody that understands the study of hair, skin, and nail, not somebody that just decided they wanted to pick up a comb and do something. No, someone that has put in the time, that has put in the investment, you know, that right there, I feel as though they deserve to get paid. I do not believe, and I might get in trouble for saying it, you know, but I don't believe that people that have not paid their dues should get paid for someone that has paid their dues, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And then also just to add some content to it, in the state of Pennsylvania, hair and nail services are not subject to sales tax MPA. Which is also like a blessing. So like when it comes down to people who are doing it on their own, being entrepreneurs such as yourself, they don't have to pay their taxes in the state, particularly of Pennsylvania. So it actually is a come up for them and braiders too. It just actually was announced, I guess, a couple weeks ago that braiders no longer have to pay taxes as well.
Well, that's beautiful because I feel as though because we're providing a service, I don't feel like we should be taxed anyway. And I don't feel like we should tax our clients. The only time I feel like it should be taxes is if it's retail. You know, like if we're selling a product,
okay,
not the service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we do have to pay property tax and sales tax and different things like that, but that's not for the client to have to, you know, subsidize that payment. That's what we are supposed to do as being business people and entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and then my last question on the cosmetology piece, you know, because you do have the experience, there are a lot of people, like you said, it is trendy, but a lot of people are also getting into the field because they, you know, really love hair and what you can do with it. And now you got all these different wigs and how you can style it and this, that, and the third. So it's a lot of creativity behind it, right?
Yeah.
So just with so many people, I wouldn't use the word oversaturating, but going into that industry, how would you, you know, leave a message, or what message I should say, for people who are entering into the industry to stay authentic, like to continue to be themselves?
Beautiful. That's a beautiful question. You have to have a niche. You have to have a niche. Anyone can do a lace front. Anyone can, you know, do a pinup. Act like they know how to do that. But you have to set yourself apart from everybody else. Again, remember I shared, you have to look the part. I can't come in there looking scruffy and expect for my client to trust me to sit in my chair. I feel as though that, yes, it is becoming heavily saturated. I do agree with that 100%. But I do believe that everyone is not given the gift with their hands, mm-hmm. and their creative mind, and able to perform that and send that to a client. So when they walk out of there, they're feeling transformed. That's how you want your client to feel. They're coming to you to receive something special. You have been given a gift with your hands, with your touch. You're supposed to make that client feel and look better when they get up out of your chair. So I do feel that it's a niche and it's a gift, and everyone does not have the gift. Mm-hmm. Though everybody
you're being honest, being honest today.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to come any other way. I just feel I don't never want to do a disservice to the community of anybody that I'm speaking to. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's so essential for us to really, if we're going to be authentic, I love that word. That's one of my favorite words, that I must show up in mm-hmm. my authentic self and give you my best mm-hmm. every time.
And I want to ask you this question in this high profile political season. I'm not asking you about politics, but I'm just asking you about just the space that politics are using, right? So right now you see, you know, people marching and protesting in the space of everyone getting out to vote on November 5th. And
yes.
they're using hair salons, they're using barbershops to start these conversations.
Yes.
And at one point, you know, politics in barbershops and beauty salons was completely off topic. It was not even something that you can bring in the space and hear someone actually continue the conversation or keep it going in a way without it was getting them thrown out or being disrespected in some kind of way, right?
Yeah.
So I just want to know your opinion on it. You know, the fact that we're in a different time in 2024 and people are utilizing what was once a safe space and still a safe space, but just bringing the political conversation, into this.
That's okay. That's okay. Listen, I am 100% there. Religion and politics, it's off limits, because you never know, A, who's coming in your door.
Yeah.
You never know who's sitting in your chair. And if you're an environment of a multicultural establishment, if it is predominantly women or a mixed group, because you know the barber salons now are a big hit,
mm-hmm.
I feel as though that it still should be taboo. These are people that are doing it. I still teach that. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion unless the client wants to talk to you. But then I'm not going to talk to Jasper down there in the other chair and Josephine, because then you're causing controversy. It's already enough going on. So it's like, why would you contribute to something A, that possibly is not going to end up being a positive conversation? And again, here we have clients who we need. Mm-hmm. that are coming in to get a service. Some of them don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it
Some of them don't even want to talk.
at all. So I feel like it still should be taught. Don't do it. Just don't do it. That's my belief. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to ask that question, honestly, because we're in this high profile political season.
Yeah,
I just wanted to know where you at, right?
Yeah.
But I want to get into the holistic conversation, right? So just talking holistic beauty, that can be a terminology that can be new to people, you know. So just break that down in your own terminology. Holistic beauty, what is that to you, and how does that coexist with Michelle's touch?
That's a great question. So what I do is, again, from my experiences, my life experiences, I teach the seven pillars or foundational choices that shape our destiny. It's physical, mental mindset, mental wellness, environmental wellness, self-image, and self-talk. And so holistic, a lot of times people have just taken it out of proportion, like the self-care thing. I feel like that for me, what I do my best when I introduce to my clients is that I get them on a regimen of where they really.
And I don't want to cut you off, but you said people have taken it disproportionate as far as the self-care. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, self-care, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do this. No. Self-care is that you are resting. You're doing the best to be your best.
Oh, so like more like redefining what self-care actually means.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that, and thank you for that. I feel that, you know, because again, of a lot of verbiage, a lot of things have been taken out of proportion. For women and men too, but mostly for women, self-care is so important because we're always taking care of somebody else. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not taking care of myself, if I'm not taking care of my mental, of my spiritual, if I'm not watching what is coming out of my mouth and what's going in my ear, I'm not doing self-care for myself. I'm not giving myself the best. The holistic approach for me is that it's mind, body, and spirit. I do believe that with all my heart and soul. I do believe that it starts with your mind and the spirit will follow. If I'm doing things to make myself feel better, not going out here and buy, not that I wouldn't want a pair of red bottom shoes, but not going out here, you know, and buying things, but investing in myself, maybe getting some massages more often, maybe doing some acupuncture, maybe doing some meditation, saying things that are going to bring wholeness to my spirit and that I'm going to be fed. Mm-hmm. Also, drinking a lot of water. Drinking water replenishes the body. You know, the body is made up of almost 90% water anyway. Mm-hmm. So if I don't drink it and I want to know why I'm feeling parched or tired or like just not well, it's because I'm not hydrating myself enough. That's another holistic approach. And that's self-care. You're taking care of yourself. What I eat, that's a big thing for me. Because being diagnosed in 2015 with pre-diabetes, it really set me on a path to a more holistic approach. And I already thought I was doing well. Okay. But I was like, okay, I'm not getting on statin. You know, they want to put all of us on statin. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Everybody on Ozempic. Ozempic, everybody on that right now.
And you have to be so careful because I don't think people understand the side effects from those things. Because when you stop taking Ozempic, you're coming right back to the original you. Unless you have done the things that are nurturing your body, then Ozempic may work. Mm-hmm. So you have to just be so careful, in my opinion, and through my life experiences, and what I do my best to educate people on is be careful in what you're doing and know your body. Go get your physicals. We know what month this is. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Have you had your mammogram? Have you gone to go have your womanly things done that you need to get done? Men too, prostate, all of that. Have you done what you need to do for your body? That's self-care. You know, and that's taking a holistic approach. I work with some physicians. I'm a holistic health practitioner, nutritionist, all things beauty and wellness, right? But not against the doctors. I work with the doctors. So if I'm here to help you in your health, I'm not going to say, oh, you don't need to go to the doctor. No, Go get your physicals. Go get your blood work. Do what you need to do to make sure that everything is in alignment. Then we can move in to the better things for your body that's going to keep your LDLs at a certain level, your cholesterol at a certain level. Just those basic things.
Mm-hmm. And for those who just tuning in, you're listening to the founder of Michelle's Touch. We're talking beauty and wellness live on 98.5 WJYN here on the Friday show with your girl POC. And, you know, Miss Michelle, I want to jump back into the conversation because I kind of interrupted you when you were talking about the core values. You were naming the 7 core values that you teach and that you will, love for people to follow. So I want you to get back in that. I think you gave us 3. So I want you to, if you can repeat those 3 and then tell us the other 4.
No problem. So it's physical wellness. Then we have mental wellness. That's different from mindset. We have mindset, environmental, self-image, self-talk. And then the biggest one for me is rest.
That's where I lack a lot right there.
Look, me too. You know, and a lot of people think, that sleeping is rest.
Yeah, no.
But just like when I was getting ready for you to come on to your show, which I'm so proud of you, by the way, that I just want to put that out.
Thank you.
I was sitting here and, I was gathering myself. I was just sitting here. It's been a momentumal day today, like I spoke today, but I was sitting here and I just was saying thank you. Just thank you for showing up for you. Thank you for being there for yourself and for saying yes to things. And I just feel that we don't give ourselves enough value to the women and men. I can't leave my men out, but mostly women, what we have to offer, who we are. Look, you're doing a powerful thing right here. And it's just such a great opportunity. I feel that if you come across a person that is walking what they're talking, then you should maybe consider having a conversation with that person. Sometimes it's hard for people to open up and allow you to come into their space. But I feel as though that if you meet someone, you use the key word that was authentic, and walking what they're talking, it's a easier path than what people give credit for. It's a lot of misrepresentation, in the holistic industry out here. Everybody's doing this.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And if you do your due diligence, you'll find the right person.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to jump to that real quick, because I don't want to jump ahead, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about that later in the conversation. But I wanted to start or finish where we were talking about as far as the holistic approach. And I feel like mental health falls in that category, and also self-image. So when it comes down to just the approach of beauty in general, what do you think mental health and self-image, and how does that all play a part?
That's a great question. I feel like the beauty, not so much the makeup and the glam, even though I'm beat to the 9 right now, that's because I was, I was on stage. But I feel like the beauty is when you do the work on the inside of yourself, when you deal with your life circumstances, maybe something didn't go right. I mean, I've had a lot of trauma in my life. Some was chosen, some was given. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you start dealing with things and really accepting that who you are, the core of who you are, we're all created to be great. We really are. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though that once you really believe that and you get your self-worth back, the beauty just starts to exude itself. I feel like that, again, we talk about the eating part, the nutritional part. If you we talked about the body and the water, you have to drink it. You have to drink it. It's just so good for you. I feel as though that the holistic approach to beauty is a magnificent tool because you get to, I say positive affirmations every day. I wake up in the morning, I look at myself, I'll be like, hi. You know, you are a wonderful person. You have a lot to offer. You are a beautiful person inside and out. I am a work in progress.
Yeah.
So I feel as though that when we say positive words to ourselves and we looking at ourselves in the mirror, we start to believe it, right? It's just true. From the most natural person to the most glamorous person. A lot of times, I'm probably going to get in trouble. A lot of times, the most glamorous people are very miserable.
Yeah.
They're not happy because they're masking.
And misery loves company.
Woo!
And the influence is overwhelming.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a lot of us too, but we're so far spread apart. And I feel as though that one, when you're given the opportunity and the platform to make a difference, that's your calling. That's what you're supposed to do. So that's my, go ahead, baby.
No, that's actually going to lead me into my next question, because one of your core values for Michelle's Touch is environment. So I wanted to just ask that, you know, as far as how does the environmental factor influence the beauty and wellness practices that you talk about in your teach?
I wish I was home because I would turn the camera around and show you my space.
Okay.
So what I do in my environment is I have beautiful pillows with sayings on them. One says, hello, I'm greeting myself. One says, rest. The other one says, smile. I have the accent wall. That's one of my favorite colors. It's a purple color because, you know, that means royalty. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things I want to come into my life. I want them to continue to come into my life. I buy my own self flowers, okay?
Awesome.
I buy my own self flowers. I have candles that I most of the time don't like. I just like the way they look, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and smell. I do my best to, I sit on the floor a lot and I lay on the floor a lot because the floor keeps me grounded, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also have, I surround myself with, to be honest, just my family. My family and my friends, my family and my friends are everything. They are an environment that I cannot fool and I cannot not be authentic around. So that keeps me grounded. And it's just the environmental wellness is something you want to be happy when you step into your sanctuary home. You want to be, I don't care if it's a one room. You can make it beautiful for you. I don't care how much money you have. Listen, I just was able to afford to buy a brand new couch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I haven't had a brand new couch, and I can't even tell you how long. You know, and it just made me, sometimes I just go in there and I'm like, wow. I just look at it mm-hmm. because it's something different, something that I worked hard to achieve, if that makes sense.
It does.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we got about 10 minutes left. So I want to
okay.
ask you, you know, a question to back up to what you were saying earlier.
Okay.
Just about just the illusions and the false imagery that's given sometimes in the space of health and wellness. And then also just to be fully transparent when it comes down to motivational speakers as well, you know, paying to become a member of their club and then they provide you 10-step to how you become, you know, the next speaker or 10 steps to become a millionaire or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So I would love for you to address that as well.
Okay. You are so real. You know, this is my first interview. This is my second interview podcast. And I was so looking forward to it. I'm telling you. And it is just a blessing to me. But let me stay focused. Okay. I have been hoodwinked myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent stupid amounts of money, you know, and I think that until I really came connected back with myself, the right teacher appeared.
Hmm.
I feel as though when you stop chasing things that are not real and out of fear, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
We get so caught up in things. They sound good. I mean, trust me, I've been like this. What? But when you really get into it, you paying for nothing. So to get to the point, again, it's like the hairstylist. You have to have a niche, but you also have to walk what you talk. People are always watching. People come up to me sometime and they'll say things and I'll be like, for real? I didn't even know. I've been watching you. I've been watching you all day, or I've been watching you doing such and such. And you cannot be an imposter, not in these times, because you're going to be exposed. You're going to be exposed. And I feel like when you're dealing with someone's life, you never know. They may be on the edge. And you saying something that is not real, you karma, you're going to get it. It's going to come back on you. And heaven forbid if anything happens to that person. Or if someone is investing thousands of dollars, okay, to be honest, I did that last year. That's the best investment I did for myself. It has taken me to a whole nother level. But I have wasted, and somebody told me today, don't say that, Michelle. So I have invested in money that did not have a return. Let's say that. And so when I decided last year, just the last time, Lord, I'm not investing no more money, blah, blah, blah. It was the best thing I ever did. So there is someone for everyone. It's just knowing that one when they come into your life. But you have to be at a place within yourself. You understand? If I'm all over the place, if I'm in a dark place, it's very dangerous. If I'm in a place of confusion, don't go looking for anybody, because it's not going to help you. It's not. You have to do the best you can. I can't say what people have to do. Just do your best to take care of yourself and trust in the power of the universe, of prayer, of whoever it is you believe in, that they are going to send the right person. But faith without works is dead, though. You got to take action. Okay.
Michelle's touch, you heard it here live, 98.5 WJYN. How can people stay locked? How can they find you? Social media, website, all that good stuff.
Bless your heart. Well, let me, I'm be honest, totally transparent. I let my website go because I love social media. I feel like, hello, that's a social media. I mean, that's a website. Website. So I'm, my name is Michelle's Touch on all platforms. Michelle Hawkins, MichelleHawkins. I'm on every platform. And I want to thank you so much. That's how people can find me. And thank you again.
No doubt. I appreciate you for rocking out with us. Thank you for your message. Thank you for all the gems you dropped today here. I definitely hope some people reach out so they can get connected and bring you back to the city of Philadelphia to, you know, to show love, and you can show love to us and support us in a holistic way with beauty and wellness. So thank you for all the work that you're doing for our people, man. We about to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, more from your girl POC live on 98.5 WJYN. Stay locked. Keep your radios up.